Welcome to episode 56 of the Snowflake Snow Pro Advanced Architect Certification In-Depth Training Podcast. I'm your host, Yakub Abdul Hakim from Bright Flux, and I'm excited to dive deep into an essential topic today: understanding zones in Snowflake. Snowflake's architecture is a marvel in the world of cloud data platforms, enabling scalable storage, compute, and services separated into distinct layers. Today, we're zooming into a critical aspect of this architecture: zones. Zones in Snowflake are crucial for understanding how Snowflake manages data storage and compute tasks, which are foundational knowledge for anyone aiming to ace the Snowflake Snow Pro Advanced Architect Certification exam. Firstly, let's start with the basics. Snowflake's architecture is divided into three primary layers: the cloud services layer, the query processing layer, and the database storage layer. However, within these layers, there's a subdivision called zones. Zones are not officially named within Snowflake documentation, but understanding them as conceptual divisions can help illuminate how Snowflake operates efficiently and securely. Storage and compute zones. The majority of discussions around zones in Snowflake revolve around storage and compute zones. Storage zones are where your data lives. Notably, Snowflake's unique architecture ensures that stored data is compressed, encrypted, and distributed across multiple geographic locations for redundancy and high availability. This means that your data is stored securely and is accessible without impacting performance. On the other hand, compute zones, often referred to as warehouses, are where the processing of your data happens. These are fully independent compute resources that can be sized according to the workload demand. They allow for concurrent processing of data, which means multiple queries can be run simultaneously without affecting each other's performance. Furthermore, compute zones can be started or stopped on demand, providing a flexible and cost-effective approach to data processing. Services zone. Besides these, there's the central services zone, which plays a pivotal role in managing both storage and compute resources. The services zone encompasses various cloud services such as authentication, query compilation, optimization, and metadata management. Essentially, it acts as the brain of Snowflake, coordinating all activities across the platform to ensure seamless data management and processing. Now, how does it all come together? The orchestration between these zones enables Snowflake to deliver an exceptional level of performance, security, and scalability. For instance, when a query is executed, the services zone compiles and optimizes the query, determines which compute zone is best suited for the task, and then dispatches the query for execution, all while ensuring that data is optimally retrieved from the storage zone. Moreover, Snowflake's approach to managing these zones is integral to its elastic scalability. Whether you're dealing with petabyte scale data workloads or just starting with smaller data sets, Snowflake can dynamically adjust compute resources to meet your needs without requiring manual intervention. This elasticity ensures that you only pay for what you use, making it both powerful and cost effective. Snowflake zones and security. Security within these zones is paramount. Snowflake employs comprehensive security measures to protect your data at rest in the storage zone and in transit between zones. This includes always-on encryption, sophisticated access controls, and network policies that ensure only authorized users can access specific data and compute resources. Furthermore, understanding how Snowflake utilizes zones to separate processing tasks and data storage can be crucial for optimizing your data strategy. By adequately segregating workloads into appropriate compute zones, you can achieve a more efficient processing and cost-effective data architecture. This nuanced understanding of Snowflake's zones can give you a significant advantage in passing the certification exam and effectively architecting Snowflake solutions in your organization. In conclusion, grasping the concept of zones in Snowflake is fundamental for any SnowPro Advanced architect aiming for certification. Whether it's understanding the separation of storage and compute resources, mastering the coordination provided by the services zone, or ensuring the optimal and secure handling of your data, knowledge of zones will empower you to architect and manage Snowflake solutions effectively. As we wrap up today's in-depth discussion, I hope this episode has enlightened you about the integral role of zones in Snowflake and how leveraging this knowledge can elevate your capabilities as a Snowflake architect. Thank you for tuning in to episode 56, and I look forward to guiding you through more essential topics in our Snowflake SnowPro Advanced Architect Certification In-Depth Training Podcast. Good luck with your certification journey, and remember, understanding the specifics of how Snowflake operates can profoundly impact your success. Until next time, keep exploring, learning, and innovating with Snowflake.